Fast forward, 2018. Again, in a vision, in a dream. I don't see him in this dream. Mm-hmm. But I hear a voice so loud, his voice so loud. Mm-hmm. And he says these words. And to the people who are listening, please pay attention to what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Mark the words that I'm about to say, because none of the words that I'm saying are going to fall to the ground. None of these words will be empty. Mm-hmm. Because they come from God himself. Mm-hmm. In other words, they will be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. He said these words in a loud voice. I didn't see him, but he spoke in the voice in the stream. He said, there will be no World Cup 2026. He was speaking of the men's soccer World Cup. Mm-hmm. Because life on earth will not be business as usual for those who are left behind. Mm-hmm. These are the words he spoke to me.
That's in 20?
He said
26.
20.
No, I'm saying you received that in 20 what?
2018.
6 years ago.
That was many years ago. Mm. So that's what he said in 2018. After he said these words, I woke up. Me, I'm not a fan of soccer. So in that moment when I woke up, I did not know when the last World Cup was.
And when the next one
is coming. That is coming, when it would be. Mm. I did not know. So I researched. Mm. Is there going to be a World Cup in 2026? And then I discovered there is going to be a World Cup 2026.
Sure.
And this World Cup is going to be in America. Okay. Fast forward. Still in 2018. Mm. I wake up.
Yeah.
This vision is the last one. Mm. This is the main one.
Mm. That's the main one? You just got a date. What do you mean?
Yes. But this one that is coming is actually the main one.
Mm.
So I was sleeping one morning. Early morning, I wake up. I'm awake now. I'm not dreaming. I switch on the lights. And I'm reading my Bible. I read my Bible. And Jesus appears as, you know, you guys are sitting opposite me. He appears in front of me in a white robe this time. I'm looking at him and he says these words. From the time Israel became a nation in 1948, there will be 77 years to the Exodus. Now, he used the word Exodus, but he was talking about the rapture.
Okay, mm-hmm. He's soon coming.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember, I'm not dreaming.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm looking at him.
Telling you.
As he's talking, without his mouth opened. Remember, he's speaking through his mind.
The spirits, yeah.
He says to me, on the 23rd and the 24th of September, 2025, I will come to take my church.
There's a date.
There is a date. On the 23rd and the 24th of September.
2025. So what happens to 2026 now?
2026, what he was telling me is that by June, the world is gearing up towards the World Cup, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
But by June, they think the World Cup will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But after the rapture of September 2025, mm-hmm. the chaos that would be in the world, the destruction, the devastation that would be in the world after the rapture,
mm-hmm.
there will be no World Cup 2026.
Mm-hmm. So it's like in other words, the world, he's coming to take his own. So which means the ones that are not in Christ, they are remaining.
They remain
like they're going to remain in chaos, basically. That's what you say.
Let me finish up this message.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes.
After naming the 23rd and the 24th of September 2025 being the rapture day, he then says, then after there will be a 7 years tribulation on earth on those left behind. And then he says, on the 15th of September 2032, I will return to earth as king. So on the 23rd and the 24th of September, he said he would come. It is going to be, if you are aware, a festival of the trumpets. It's in the book of Leviticus chapter 23.
Yeah, it's in the Old Testament.
It is celebrated over 2 days. It's the 23rd. This year is a Jewish festival.
Okay.
It will be celebrated on the 23rd and the 24th
of September.
It actually falls on one day. But because of those who needed to confirm first when, because they marked the day by sighting the new moon. So if they sight the new moon on the first day, so that day they celebrate the Feast of Trumpets. Or if they sight it on the second day, then the second day becomes a celebration of the Feast of Trumpets.
Okay.
So he says to me, another thing that I forgot, he says, in these 2 days, no one knows which day or hour I will come. This is what he says.
Okay.
So the 15th of September, when he returns to be king on earth, it will be on the day of Atonement Feast. It's also a festival, that is a Jewish festival.
That's 2032.
That's 7 years
later. After, yes.
After 2025.
Mm.
So I am here to warn
South
Africa and the world that Jesus is returning. If you are found without Jesus in your heart, in your life, if you have not given your life over to Jesus, mm-hmm. time is closing in. The set time that God had put for people to receive him, the period of grace that Christ has given, God has given the church to reach out to the world so that they could receive Jesus and be saved. Mm. But now that time is closing in. Within 3 months, the world would be an unrecognizable place. We are only left with 3 months, or just a little over 3 months, and then the rapture would happen, where millions of Christians all around the world, including South Africa, will disappear in a split second. And after this great disappearance, after the removal of Christians in the world, then the judgment of God is going to fall upon the world for 7 years. This is what will actually lead to the world ending before the return of Jesus to rule now on this earth in 2032 on the 15th of September. So I'm here to plead and to beg the people. The time that you thought you had,
you don't have it.
You don't have. Because remember, I was not chosen to open a church. I thought that's what God did for me. But my calling would my calling would be to announce to the world that Jesus is, first of all, alive and living. And he's coming. So, world, be ready. Leave all sins, like all the burden of sins behind, and come to Christ, where you will find salvation.
Like, the body of Christ should be in agreement during this time, and like prophets should be agreeing with you and saying, okay, yes, you're right. I can confirm because of this and this prophecy, or because of this and this. But then again, you get people in the body of Christ who are questioning again with scripture, like nobody knows the day or the hour, and it's going to go on. It's going to be a conversation that goes on, and I'm sure you are like, you've heard every question before.
Can I give you, because of time, a simple answer? After receiving this revelation, Jesus, he died, was buried, he rose again, and he ascended to heaven in 32 AD. And scholars, or biblical scholars, all agree that he would be gone for 2,000 years. If you add 2,000 to 32, like 32 AD plus 2,000 years, you land up at 2032, being the return of Christ. But then now you need to subtract
7 years.
7 years. Because there needs to be, before he returns as king, there needs to be the 7 years of tribulation where God now judges the world on those left behind. So if you minus seven from 2032, you end up at 2025. I promise you, days have come and go. Days have been spoken and they came to nothing, but not this one. I give you 1,000,000,000% that on the 23rd or 24th, the rapture of the church will take place. I'm asking the world.
In 2026.
In 2025.
2025. Yes, it's 2025,
In 2025.
I'm trying to look at our team. The reaction, because I'm like, it's too much for the two of us. I'm like, anybody, are you ready?
I'm asking the world to be ready, as you said.
Sure.
To give their life to Jesus. Jesus is God.
He's the way, the truth,
He's the way, the truth, and the life. And I think